Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Esprit.net News.
I want to get the language right tonight.
This is America. The president is
back. Never let anybody tell you that your efforts don't matter.
This is not a war zone. These are unarmed people.
Politicians and commentators.
Don't let anybody take your man.
Does that remind you that I've done this before?
It doesn't make you tough to hurt these people.
You have tuned into Independent Thought Radio, where we cover world and national news with current affairs. Some good, some bad, but it's all the news you need to know. I'm your host, Jerome Esprit, bringing you straight talk outside the headlines. So sit back and relax, call in, or hit us up in chat. Now, as long as you're ready, we're ready.
Welcome again to EspritNet News on Esprit Radio. On this program, former President Obama appears to compare the new guy to the Hitler guy. It's kind of all a buzz now. Atlanta news anchor, you know, she responded to a viewer who called her the N-word in an email. And, you know, Colin Kaepernick gets the Sports Illustrated's Muhammad Ali Legacy Award, but he was awarded it by Beyonce. And hackers steal a large haul of the value of the cryptocurrency, the Bitcoin. And, you know, also they hit record numbers in one day. So we're going to talk about that this week in court and much more. But I want to welcome you on to EspritNet News and tell you that our dial-in number tonight is 909-265-9189. If you want to call in, hit 1 on your line if you're already on. I want to say hey to everyone that's out there. First, I need to start the show off by, again, saying happy birthday to who I would call the co-creator of this new show, my girl Lucy Abreu. You know, happy birthday. I know it's by a few days, but in case you're listening, you know, I always shout, my girl, what news you can use, my girl Lucy Abreu. And, you know, my brother Carl Sims, happy birthday to Carl, and my girl Crystal Young, happy birthday. You know, we're on the same day, so everybody gets the package deal, but I happen to have a great package deal of three great people that I know who are all born on the same day. So happy birthday to you guys. And again, if this is your first time here, EspritNet News is a weekly news summary show. We just kind of wrap up a week's worth of news with some news you can use. And, you know, we try to stay out of mainstream media kind of as much as possible, unless one of you guys bring it in, one of the callers, or one of our panelists, someone who's on, brings it up. So, you know, with that being said, I want to go on to our first story. You know, the top 1% owns nearly 40% of all U.S. wealth, while the bottom 80% owns just 10% of the wealth. Now, the highest disparity, this is the highest disparity in over 50 years. Now, economist Edward Wolf did a study in which he found that the wealth owned by the bottom 90% in America has decreased since 1962. Hence, we have a new tax bill that's going to make richer people richer. You know, I don't know another way of putting that, but the rich gets richer in our new tax bill. So, hey, you might want to call your congressman. Now, the melting Arctic sea ice could render California's vulnerability to reduce their severe drought season. And they suffered a lot of droughts in the recent years by causing pressure systems that push away rain-bearing storms. So, you know, I guess they're making reference to the wildfires that we're now having in California. But, hey, our climate is changing, people. Get over it. It's changing. A published report today is showing the rate of adults getting vaccinated against influenza this year has dropped by 3.7%, meaning that just a third are protected. Now, while in the same report they're saying that more people need to get vaccinated, earlier in the week, there was another story that came out that said America is going to face one of the worst flu seasons ever. And doctors warned that the vaccines, are only 10% effective. So nobody's getting vaccinated, and they're only 10% effective either way. So guess who's going to get blamed as infections increase? They'll say because you didn't get a flu shot. But at the same time, we know that they're only 10% effective. And the infection rates are already on the rise in the U.S. So the U.S., they're saying, will be hit by the H3N2 flu strain this year. It's the same strain responsible for the biggest outbreaks in recent history and one that just wreaked havoc in Australia. So we're getting the H3N2. I just have one word for you, elderberries. That's all I want to say about that. Now, the Slovenian Bitcoin marketplace, NiceHash called, said that the total contents of its Bitcoin's wallet were taken. Now, the company has reported the incident to police and told users to change their passwords, and over a few hundred million dollars in Bitcoins has been stolen, according to the Australian exchange or whatever exchange that was. Now, the cryptocurrency, you know, I wanted to move on from that, but they soared to a record high of $12,000 to $14,000 per share in Bitcoins. So Slovenian Bitcoin marketplace, they lost a ton of money. Now, I don't know how they're going to recover it, and I hear that it's not secure, but if your money is just stashed online, knowing that hackers can take it at any given time, how much is it actually really worth? I'm just asking. If you want to chime in, let me know. You're listening to Esprit.net News. You can call in and join us at 909-265-9189. And if this is your first time listening to the show, you know, we have plenty of shows in the archives. If you go to BTR, that's Blog Talk Radio, or you can go to EspritRadio.soulofsyracuse.com and check out some of our shows and archives. I'm sure there's something in there. Shout out to my girl Lucia Abreu. I'm sure there's some news you can use in the archives. Now, the Pope says that he wanted to change the words of the Lord's Prayer because current interpretation suggests God leads us into temptation. Now, Pope Francis said the Roman Catholic Church should adopt a better translation of the phrase, lead us not into temptation, in the Lord's Prayer, saying that it could be misinterpreted. Now, I don't think I've ever heard that kind of translation before, but, hey, it's the Pope. So, lead us into temptation is different to lead us not into temptation. Instead of getting kids to read these days, I guess, I want to change the words. The head of the Pakistani Air Force has ordered his force to shoot down drones that enter the country's airspace, including ones belonging to the U.S. So the U.S. has now been warned that they are to stop flying drones over Pakistan. Now, mind you, we are not at war with Pakistan, and that is apparently where Osama bin Laden was when we invaded their airspace to raid a compound in Pakistan. So we're not really on friendly terms with Pakistan, and they have nuclear weapons. So let's see how the dotard respond to that. But they are warning that they're shooting down all drones in their airspace. Nobody has permission to fly in their airspace. Now, President Barack Obama appeared to compare dotard's presidency to Hitler's. to his rise to power during a speech in Chicago on Tuesday. Now, the former president was speaking at an event thrown by the Economic Club of Chicago at the Hilton Hotel when he made the remarks. Without mentioning the current president's name, President Obama told the gathering audience of about 1,800 that we have to tend to this garden of democracy, or else things could fall apart quickly. That's what happened in Germany in the 1930s, which, despite the democracy of the Weimar Republic and centuries of high-level cultural and scientific achievements, Adolf Hitler rose to dominate. 60 million people died, so you've got to pay attention. Now, the comments was a part of a wider warning to the audience not to grow complacent and take democracy for granted. So President Obama is out speaking, and I just wanted to make sure that we shout that out, because they are doing some stuff on the ground. I know it looks bleak at the moment, and you need to stand up. But President Obama is, made this piece. If you didn't see, you didn't see this week, but this week, one of the biggest pop stars in the world, or probably the biggest, I wouldn't say one of, I would say the biggest, Beyonce Knowles presented former NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick with the Sports Illustrated's Muhammad Ali Legacy Award on Tuesday night, and the athlete promised that with or without the NFL's platform, I will continue to work for the people. Now, Beyonce was bought out as a surprise by the Daily Show host and comedian Trevor Noah. She said that she was proud and humble to present the award to Kaepernick for his courage to open what she called an important conversation about race in the country. Thank you, Colin Kaepernick, is what she said. Thank you for your selfless heart, your conviction. Thank you for your personal sacrifice. If you don't know, Colin took actions with no fear of consequences or repercussions, only hope to change the world for the better, is what Beyonce said. So you can watch Colin Kaepernick's full speech on Friday, tomorrow, December 8th, at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on NBC Sports Networks. And if you didn't know, last year, the Ali Award winner was Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and he called Kaepernick a worthy recipient during his video tribute. So even last year, he was pretty much saying, don't ignore Kaepernick for me. He is out there doing work. So I want to say, shout out to, Muhammad Ali it's the Muhammad Ali Award, but to Kareem for actually, saying what needed to be said, because sometimes, people get a little comfortable, and so he really did step up in his last year's speech to say, stop ignoring Colin Kaepernick, which is where that was going. All right. Now, if you're on the line, I want to say thank you for the loyal people who've been listening to the show and for tuning in. And also, I want to make sure that, you tune in every Thursday, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for our show. We bring news to you on the regular, but sometimes, during holidays, I know it's the holiday season, sometimes we will miss a Thursday or two, but never fear, we'll always be back with more news and information and news you can use. So thanks for tuning in, and thanks for all of your emails and correspondence during the show. So if you want to respond in the chat room, feel free. We may or may not get to your information, but we still will. Still will appreciate it. Now, Minnesota Democrat Al Franken faced fresh allegations of sexual misconduct and vanishing support from fellow Democrats, he quit the Senate today, but refused to admit any kind of guilt. He painted himself as a champion of women and attacked the president as he resigned. I shouldn't say attacked, but he actually brought to light all of the accusations against the president, and he's still in office. He said that he's going to leave the Senate in the next few weeks after this particular session. The speech is likely to be the last from the floor of the upper chamber of Congress. And Franklin kind of arrived, you know, he arrived with his wife of 42 years to that particular session as he resigned. Now, I just want to say this I know this is going to be the topic of conversation, but there is no way that he should have resigned. And I don't really, I don't know what the word is I'm looking for, but I think it's really weird that he has to resign over, you know, I don't know, he wasn't brought up on charges. But, you know, before I go any farther, I'm going to bring the commission, Kathleen, because I know I'm going to get yelled at this one. But I don't know where to go, Kathleen. All I can say is I think they're going a bit too far. Are you off mute yet? I'm having a computer delay here on the board, so we'll see if we can bring Kathleen in. Okay, Kathleen, are you with us?
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm here. Good evening. How are you?
I'm good. Part you came in on. That's good. I didn't know what part you came in on, so.
I've been here for a minute. I just forgot to hit one. I was like, how come he didn't bring me in? Oh.
No, and you know,
bring one.
No, actually, I would have done that, but you know, the board went on me, so I had to wait for the reboot of the board to even see. I couldn't see that anybody was there. And, you know, I saw initially when the show started, then it went away. So you know how that goes on technical difficulties. But, you know, now, before we go back to Al Franken, Trent Frank, the Arizona Republican, is expected to resign, or he did resign, claims of inappropriate behavior. And the Arizona Republican paper, or Republic, the newspaper, reported that on Thursday that he's going to resign. And he did resign a little bit later. So we have Al Franken and a Republican who his inappropriate behavior was him actually sleeping with somebody. Al Franken's was what they said was alleged forcibly kissing someone. Now, again, as a guy, I'm glad you're on, because that will stop me from my rambling part of this segment. But I,
you're about to rant.
Yeah, I was about to. When I saw that you hit one in the line, I was like, I can't rant. Let me bring her on to create some balance. But I think it's weird that Democrats can they will resign over really what I think is really weak stuff, and Republicans can do some serious things like sleep with 14-year-old kids, get caught with a 17-year-old boy, you know, like stuff that you'd be like, wait a minute, you know, off the grid, and those fools are like, you know, they're just allegations, and they will not move.
Yeah,
it drives me nuts.
It's just not true.
Yeah. And let me tell you how bad it drives me nuts. It drives me nuts, like the Me Too movement, although I take nothing away from the ladies, and guys always feel like they have to run that disclaimer. But if I started a hashtag racism or supremacy Me Too, and all black folks started telling stories about people racist around their bosses, at the ice cream place, at the mall, and we started that, those women, white females, won't say a doggone word. But we, my friend, lose our mind to say, all women need to stick together. But the black woman who started the Me Too movement, she wasn't even highlighted in that Time magazine's Person of the Year. They talked about Taylor Swift and everybody else and their mother. It became a white woman movement, just like the women's suffrage movement does. So that stuff drives me nuts. I digress. Al Franken.
Yes,
you should start with that one first. I'm just saying they just... What'd you say? Oh, I think you blacked out on me.
I spoke about that a bit on Sunday. A very dear friend of mine, I won't name the friend, but a very dear friend of mine said to me, you know, we were talking about this, and I asked her what she thought about this, and she said, well, you know, I won't say this. She's basically saying, you know, this is not something that I could say in a public forum. But I'm actually a little bit jealous. And I'm like, what do you mean? And she's like, well, you know, not only do you not is the black woman not heard in this conversation, but a great deal of black women started this conversation, and
right.
No one paid attention to the black women who began, and not only that, but there was no outcry when it was the black woman who started it. So basically, the black woman has just been pushed into the background, and never was it addressed with the, I think it was Lupita, who
yes.
began the conversation about Weinstein.
Weinstein, yes.
And so, and when she brought, yeah, and when she brought it up, it was like, you know, nobody really had anything to say. But then when
right.
all these other women began to come, then all of a sudden, not only is it believable, but there's action taken. So it is disheartening. So, you know, and her sentiment was that, you know, it hurt, you know, it's just, again, another painful wound to pour salt in that, you know, you just kind of want to say, like, dang on it. Again, more, you know, really? Do
yeah.
we have, you know,
yeah.
just like, oh, my God. If we could just get past this moment with this mess. So, yeah, I
go ahead.
Yeah, I do feel disappointed that the relevance of this conversation tends to only take effect when it is the, you know, a white woman making the accusation, and there's an action, relevance and action takes effect, and then, you know, it starts this whole movement. You know, so it's just another source of hurt.
Well, my concern more or less is the rewriting of history. We have a bad habit of doing that in this country, right? So even during the women's suffrage movement, Susan B. Anthony and Elizabeth Cady Stanton, I mean, they wiped out all the women who were, like, pushing that. And then just like Gloria Steinem said with Miss Magazine, she said during the time in the 60s that women's, you know, right stuff that was going on, and I shouldn't say stuff like that, but you know what I mean, like with the women and the Panthers and all those guys, she said they stepped up where European women were, like, shushing her. She said if it wasn't for the courage of those women, we
yeah.
wouldn't even had a women's rights movement. But it just gets co-opted because what happened is that when you have, you know, a case of supremacy, then everybody else becomes invisible. I'm not, no judgment on that. I'm just saying that we need to call it for what it is and say, listen, you know, we are fighting two battles always at the same time. So it just kind of struck me kind of odd that nobody is talking about that. Like, nobody kind of sees that as a problem.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just one of those things. And by the way, you know, former congressman and morning Joe panelist Harold Ford Jr. says that he's going to sue after his he was terminated by Morgan Stanley for grabbing women. But he said it simply didn't happen. And an unnamed woman named Ford in a Huffington Post article that was published today claimed that he grabbed her and grabbed her forcibly during a meeting several years ago, and he was terminated because of it. So Harold Ford Jr., I got to say for the record, I don't really feel sorry for Harold Ford Jr., but it just seems like it's going to hit people of color, like if they're on television, but the women are not being heard at all. Unless the person was, unless the person who was committing the act was indiscriminate in the women. I mean, if it was a few black women and then a bunch of white women, then he's going to get prosecuted. If it was just black women, I don't think anybody's going to say anything. That's the unfortunate part of the whole thing. Although, again, for somebody saying Al Franken put his hands over my breast or felt my butt and taking a picture, I don't think you should be resigning from Congress for that. I think that's a voter issue. When you want to bring that case up, let people run for office. If he was blatantly, forcibly doing stuff to folks, I think that's a whole other story. But that whole thing is too...
Here's
where I'm a lot conservative, because I just kind of think that that's messy. I mean, it's not even a can of worms, and guys aren't scared, because technically, any guy who pretty much doesn't have fear of that, you know, won't use words like this opens up a can of worms. It doesn't, right? We know who pigs are. You know who they are. But we also have cases where people have unjustly cried wolf. So that's why I'm saying you kind of got to look at it a little bit differently from a guy's point, not from the women's point. If somebody abused you, assaulted you, send their butt to jail. I'm not even like going to defend that. But anyway, all right. I think I'm done venting on that.
Yeah.
Utah governor called Steve Bannon a Mormon bigot after he lashed out about Mitt Romney for working as a missionary during the Vietnam War. So Gary Herbert, who's the governor of Utah, branded Bannon a bigot on Thursday. And he said that he was using Romney's faith as an excuse, or that Mitt Romney used his faith as an excuse to go to France while others were dying in Vietnam. Again, where was Trump now? Like, he had bone spurs, but couldn't he make phone calls? Couldn't he do logistical support? Like, he didn't have to run around? Couldn't he, like, work in the hospital? I'm sure there's other jobs that you could have had in the military that didn't require you to have hand-to-hand combat if that's what you were scared of. He could have joined the Navy and been a cook. Like, I don't care. But he wouldn't go. That's the boy. That's right. Yeah, he or nobody in his family wouldn't go.
Yeah.
All right. A New York City Airbnb guest who They hid cameras in the bathroom so he could watch people in the toilet and the shower, was arrested and banned from the rental website. So the Airbnb guest, Ron Rothman, 44, allegedly planted cameras in the bathroom of an apartment in New York City so he could secretly watch his two roommates on the toilet and in the shower. People are sick. That's the only reason why I did that story. Because if you got to go to a hotel now and start looking for cameras, what in the heck is this world coming to? All right. New York City residents have been warned to stay away from coyote-wolf hybrids known as a coy wolf. They're saying that the creature's instincts are to follow humans and pets when they see them. I don't know how that becomes an instinct, but whatever. So if you see any, like, really frail-looking anorexic dogs, they might be wolves. So stay away from them. Don't feed them. You know, and you know, and also, you know, there was another story about. Just don't. Just don't do it. Call somebody. And also on the health side, there's still more stories telling people that when your dogs or your puppies or cats have what they call an E tapeworm, a tapeworm E, I don't know what that is, that those are dangerous to humans, although they're not dangerous to animals. So stop licking your pets in the mouth. If I got to say the story one more time, it is going to be trouble. Stop letting your animals lick you in the mouth. Okay. That was my public service announcement there, cool. Kathleen. I just wanted to say that. I had
Thank
to do the story.
You. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, it's a public service announcement. Now, a Pennsylvania gas station is installing blue lights.
I know all. Go ahead.
No, okay. You're blanking out. Go ahead. No, say it. Go ahead.
I was just getting ready to say that, you know, I don't want all of the very passionate, very committed, very dedicated dog lovers to hate me. That's for what I'm about to say. But if you do, please write to soulsyracuse.com.
Yes, and let me delete it over here. Thank you, Kathleen. I welcome that to dumpster@soulofsyracuse.com. It is going right there, so you might as well just email it directly there. All of your comments. We're just doing public service announcements.
I was on my way to an appointment, and you know, it was in New York, right? So I'm trying to park. Parking is a bear. I finally find a parking space, and I'm trying to make sure I get inside to my appointment on time, just like with minutes to spare, or maybe even not any minutes to spare. So I park, get myself together. I'm getting out of the car. And next to me on the curb is a man and his, you know, and someone, a friend, a girlfriend, whatever, walking a little dog. And the dog was sniffing the grass right outside my car. So I asked them, could you, you know, just move up a little bit so I can get out? And both of them pointed to me and said, he's busy. Could you just wait? They would not usher the dog away from sniffing outside. I thought, oh, he's midstream or something. So, you know, they're just asking me to wait. No, the dog was sniffing for a spot to do. And they wanted to sit there and wait. So then, of course, after the dog finishes doing what the dog has to do, then I have to step in it to get out. Because that's where, I mean, literally right at the door. And I was like, okay, you know what? This has just gone too far. Too far. I just needed to voice that. I haven't said anything all this time. When I have to get off the sidewalk and walk in the street so that I can avoid the dogs that are being walked on the sidewalk, because I don't want to walk that close to somebody's dog. Because, you know, I don't know you, I don't know your dog, I don't know, you know, but they have these long leashes where the dog is like at the next corner and they're on the cell phone texting or whatever down the block. And I, you know, I'm like, could you at least pull them closer? No, I got the people. I got to go walk in the street. See, I'm like, okay, I have been silent, but there needs to be some
silent
dog
no more.
Etiquette. Please,
man.
With the dog etiquette, somebody. There's got to be, you know, we can inhabit this land together in a respectful manner. Now, I'm not going to get on anybody about how they want to deal with their dogs, But first of all, I don't want your dog smelling me. I'm not the one that's going to come over and pet her or him. You know, oh, she's so beautiful. Yes, she may be very beautiful, but I'm just not that one. I'm allergic to dogs, one. And two, you know, you don't. The dogs may not want everybody to come and pet them. So when they snip and bite, you know, people want to get upset. Oh, don't put your hands on the dog. But and please don't let your dog, you know, rub up against my leg and all that kind of stuff. Because now I'm sneezing for the rest of the day. Everybody's, you know, we can do this peacefully, folks.
You know what? I only let you go because you were so nice about that. Okay, well, I'm just saying, you're nicer than the rest of us, because there is no way that I would have not opened my door and hit the dog in the head. There's no way I wouldn't have did that. So I'm sorry, forget your dog lovers. If you are putting your dog over another human being, you got a problem. That I'm going to say that for the record. So, again, I think Kathleen said this earlier, send your comments to garbage@solacity.com. We're trash can. Either one is fine. They're going in the same place.
Oh,
man. Now, all right, do you
I know.
You should have took a picture.
I know.
You should have used, like,
right
social
up right now already.
Yeah, you should have done a social media story. That would have been really nice. Here's the dog. Here's the person's face that didn't want to move.
I planned.
You what?
I didn't hit the
you
little
planted?
Dog in the face. I let, cuz it wasn't the dog's fault. That wasn't the dog's fault. So I wasn't going to hit the dog.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. The dog's gonna have to pay.
I did contemplate.
The dog was sniffing around my car.
The owner's head.
Wait, no. The dog was sniffing around my car.
But it wasn't the dog's fault.
So
the dog is looking for leadership.
I don't care whose fault it was. The dog will know next time not to actually go to the bathroom around nobody's car.
Yeah.
I'm gonna help them all out with the lesson. Everybody's getting a lesson that day. I'm just trying to help.
Yeah.
Just trying to help. How are they gonna know?
There you go.
Unless somebody does something. Okay. That's all I'm saying. Somebody.
But I'm just saying that the dogs are looking for leadership, not, you know,
I'm not
like
kidnapping.
Dogs are looking for direction.
That is so nice.
They
of
are
you.
On a leash.
The,
you know what I mean?
You know, I'm saying the person who is not
tolerant. If it was the other
way
around, then the human being would be on the leash and the dog would be walking them, right? You know, and it's like.
Boy, I'm about to. Okay, so here's where I'm going to stop, Kathleen.
Like
what?
Human beings need to know how to curb. And it never used to be like this. When I was growing up, people were really very respectful of other people when it came to their dogs. And I don't know when that changed, but there needs, you know, we need to rein this back in a little bit.
Okay, we're gonna have to put that on. We're gonna do a show on raising your pet on the animal channel. We're gonna do that a little bit later. All right. So in the news, because we're moving away from this dog story.
I'm sorry.
Pennsylvania has a gas station that installed blue lights in its bathroom to make it harder for drug addicts to see their veins. So the store is called. The Sheets gas station in Kingston, Pennsylvania, New Kingston, Pennsylvania. They installed lights this week, but it's not clear if any drug users have ever overdosed in their bathrooms. But local police said that 2 addicts a month die in gas station bathrooms. So I don't know if I'd like to go to the bathroom with a blue light on, though. That seems like. If you're not old enough to remember people party when they had, like, the blue and red lights on, you really can't see that well. And you don't need to be in nobody's bathroom, in a public bathroom with no blue light. Pictures of the bathroom. That's pretty doggone dangerous. Nice. It's like, hey, feel
maybe
comfortable.
Maybe it was a bathroom for dogs, Rome. It could have been. You know, it was a bathroom for dogs.
Yeah. That kind of, I just ran it. I just backdoored into that story, didn't I? If you catch a dog sniffing around a bathroom, please turn a blue light on. They'll know what it is. Now, X.
You know,
X
there are
team,
you, now. I'm going to let this go, but, you know, just saying.
No, I know you don't want to, but I am not entertaining a doggy bathroom. I didn't know that exists, but.
They have them at the airport at JFK.
Do they?
You know that, right? I'm not joking.
No.
Yes.
I don't believe that you. So what do? You talk to your dog and be like, look, this flight's going to be like 2 hours. Okay, if you're going to go now, go. And if not, just hold it. Do you do that with your dog?
And you take them there, and I haven't been in one of the doggy bathrooms, but I know most people, you know, some people walk with the little chucks, the little pad, and let them go in there. Or if their doggy bathroom, they probably have a place for the dogs or whatever to go. But, yes, there is a doggy bathroom in the airport.
Okay, I'm not impressed, and yeah, we're getting way too politically. I'm actually going to join the Republican Party. Like, this is just getting too much for me. Okay, it's not going to happen. I just got to put that out. Now, ex Team USA gymnastics doctor who molested Gabby Douglas, Ali Rasman, and Michaela Maroney is jailed for 60 years for. Possessing more than 37,000 images of child pornography. So, former USA gymnastics doctor Larry Nassar was sentenced to 60 years on Thursday for child pornography, not for molesting them, but for child pornography. Again, I don't know what's wrong with this country that people can't, they won't charge people and convict people for just abuse of women generally, and especially when they're underage. I don't know what it is, but again, I suspect that it has to do with a culture issue. I'm not going to bring that up. I know we talked about that earlier, but I think there's something wrong in a big way, in a bad way, not even a big way, just in a really bad way. So, again,
yeah,
you get 60 years. All right, now, Jordan Peele, the director and actor, 38, he confirmed Wednesday that he'll be heading up a reboot of the iconic series Twilight Zone for CBS All Access. Now, I think he'll do a good job with Twilight Zone. Yeah. He said,
oh, heck yeah.
You know, yeah. He said, too many times this year, it felt like we were living in a Twilight Zone. So I think I could, I can't think of a better moment to reintroduce it to a modern audience. I think that's funny because we are living in the Twilight Zone. Okay, doggies got their own bathrooms, and you can go to Congress for stalking and getting kicked out of a bar and looking for 14-year-olds when you're over 40. Well, he was. I think he said he was in his 30s. I'm sorry, because 40 would just be too much. Good Lord. All right, LeVar Ball announced that his sons, LiAngelo and LaMelo, okay, they have signed with an agent and hope to play overseas. So the former UCLA basketball player, LiAngelo Ball, and his younger brother, LaMelo, have signed with agents and hope to play overseas to prepare for the NBA. Now, I know people don't like that guy.
They're not going to.
But I say it again.
They're not going to China, are they?
Well, they could.
They aren't going to China, are they?
They could. It depends what basketball league picks them up.
They could.
They could go to China.
Okay.
They're just saying that whatever leagues that they go to. I mean, but there's a lot of leagues. You can be in France. You can be in Spain. You can be in Italy. There's a lot of professional basketball leagues around the world, opposed to China, that they can play in. But, you know, just because of what happened to him, he pulled him out of school, withdrawed his son from school, and the basketball coach, Steve Alford, said that he found out through the news, from the news, that he pulled his sons out of school. Now, again, I know, you know, I wasn't big early on in doing news to give about giving my opinion and stories, but in this case, although he is brass and just a little crazy, I have to say that he is doing the right thing. So when people say, I don't like how, it's like not liking Joe Jackson and saying, I like Janet and Michael, like whatever to you, right? You can criticize how people are raising their kids, but if they turn out to be good kids, I can't call it. You know what I mean? So in his case, yes, he talks a lot of noise. He started his brand and whatever for everybody who's hating on that guy. But he is doing some things that we should do kind of culturally. When the system spits you out, you need to tell them, bite me, I'm going to do what I want to do. And that's what that man is doing. Now, he may be making you uncomfortable at doing it, but hell, it needs to be done. Just wanted to say that for the record. All right, North Charleston. No, you don't have anything on that, do you, Kathleen? Because you're a little quiet.
I was just going to say that I believe that he, oh, you can't hear me? He was,
no.
He made a lot of people uncomfortable, the dad. And I've heard so many people, many, well, the majority of the black, if not all of the black, very uncomfortable with the statement. I thought the price of his shoes was a little crazy. But, you know.
Yeah, so, but
a,
I think Air Jordans
people,
are crazy.
Not unlike the, William's dad,
right.
When his dad was, their dad was rather braggadocious. I think Ball took it to a whole other galaxy. But you know.
Right, but just like
so
just like with him.
Stereotype. How
dare just like with Williams' spot. What's his name?
Yeah, blah blah. Thank you.
Just like with Venus and Serena's father, I have to say that I remember watching this one interview, and they asked Venus an inappropriate question, and he was in the background, and he said, "She is a little girl, and you don't talk to her like that," and I don't care what anybody says about LeVar Ball or their father, they have a right to step up when their kids are still underage. So whether you like them or not, bite me. And black people need to stop being uncomfortable when black folks, like, that's what equity is, right? So what balance and fairness is that black people get to be jerks like white folks do. And I know that we as a culture will be embarrassed for our own folks showing out, but hell, you can't have it both ways. You cannot say stuff like, I'm tired of people treating us like this, but everybody wants to be neutered and neutral when it comes down to people wronging you. So you cannot pick and choose that, and that has not worked in the past either. So, again, I'm no fan of LeVar Ball, but I know that he's not wrong. Right, if that's the decision that he made, his kids need to talk to their father and say, "Hey, I want to go to college." Cool. Otherwise, if their kids, if your kid gets out of high school and does not go to college and works at McDonald's, don't nobody give a rat's. But just because those kids can play basketball, you're saying, you know, not you, but people are saying, well, he's taking his opportunity away from his kids. But if they go to the pros and make a couple million, they can go to any college they want to and buy a degree like Donald Trump did. Let that fool be your marker. That's going to be my new moniker. Let that fool be your marker. Okay. North Charleston. I'll go to
wow.
On to the news. Yeah. North Charleston, South Carolina, police officer Michael Slager was found guilty of second-degree murder on Thursday. Slager was caught on a video in 2015 shooting and killing Walter Scott, who was unarmed, a black man running away from him. The U.S. District Judge David Norton sentenced Slager to 20 years in prison. Scott's mother, Judy Scott, said through tears that her faith in God gives her the ability to forgive Slager. I'm not going to speak on behalf of Judy Scott. I don't forgive him. And let that be a lesson to everybody else. Because even though she said that, we have a habit of doing that as well, not forgiving him. All right. Just wanted to put that out there. Now, a black music executive who boarded first class called out a white woman for trying to cut in line because she didn't believe that he was a priority passenger. So Emmett Walker, who was traveling to the Dominican Republic from Reagan, Washington National Airport, for his birthday, you know, he was waiting to board priority boarding. When the unidentified woman or Caucasian woman behind him tried to cut into his space. She tried to get ahead of him. He posted the interaction he had with this woman along with a photo, but he said he later regretted it because he said he felt bad his social media post put her in the public eye. So here's what happened. The woman gets ahead of him and she said, "You'll be called soon." And he said, she said, "You're not up yet." And after a while, he said no, and he kind of showed her a ticket. And she said to someone else under her breath that just because they're in the military don't mean that they have a right to get ahead of us. And he said, "I am way too much overweight to be in the military, so I'm not in the military. I am just N-word with money." And they said everybody in line applauded him because he wouldn't let her go. But now he says he feels some kind of way. He shouldn't have did that. I don't think so. Despite her being racist, he's saying he shouldn't have did that. But again, people need to be called out. So stop being so squeamish. Get a little bit of courage. You can say that.
Yeah.
Because that's how she saw you. So you just called her out.
Yeah.
We get timid just because we're like, we don't want anybody to feel bad. They don't care if you felt bad. She was about to embarrass your butt.
No, not at all.
Yeah. I don't know if you saw that story, but it's just an interesting one to me. Now, scientists warn against using canola vegetable oil after a study reveals its detrimental to brain health and could worsen symptoms of dementia and cause weight gain. So the findings suggest that long-term consumption of so-called healthy canola oil is not good for brain health. That's according to researchers from Temple University in Philadelphia. Canola oil. Again, according to Dr. Sebi, I'll say this as a public service announcement. The only oils that you should be using in heating up is avocado oil, sesame oil, and grapeseed oil. You can use other oils in cold, but they become toxic when they get heated up. That is all.
Too hot.
I'm not giving you any medical advice, but just for the taste.
Coconut.
Just go for it. What'd you say?
Coconut oil. You said coconut? Coconut oil, right?
But you don't want to heat up coconut oil.
Huh?
Coconut oil is good for you, but you can't heat it up. Or you shouldn't heat it up. Uh-oh, what did I miss? Okay, did I lose you? All right, well, we'll give you a minute. Come back when you get your earpiece settled. Researchers from the University of California in Los Angeles estimate by 2060 that 15 million Americans will suffer from Alzheimer's disease. That's up from the 6.08 million who have it now. So it's going to go from 6 million to 15 million by 2060. Alzheimer's. All right, now dermatologists are teaching hairdressers to spot skin cancer in a bid to curb the raising rates of melanoma. So researchers from the University of Colorado and the University of Southern California are training hairdressers to recognize melanomas in a move that would that could reduce the death of underserved groups. Now, that's not a word that I'm using. That is a word that they use, an underserved group. I don't think it's the minority group is what they're talking about when they say underserved. I think they're talking about the underserved groups as far as poor folk, not people of color. Just wanted to say that for the record. All right, you're listening to EsperyNet News. You can call in and join us, 909-265-9189. You know, Kamis, I see you. Just have to get you back on here. How are you? Are you back?
Thanks.
Kamis?
Yes, I'm back. I don't know what was happening. I kept going in and out.
Yeah.
I kept going in and out. Are you able to hear me okay?
I can hear you, but you were going in and out earlier. Now you're fine.
Yeah, you are too.
You
that's really
traveling.
Strange. Okay.
Oh, am I going in and out too?
No, I'm just sitting still. Yeah, you've been going in and out too. Like I missed half of what you said in response to me with the bald guy, but that's okay. We're good.
I didn't hear. What did you say?
When you were talking about Mr. Ball.
Oh,
yeah. When you were talking about Mr. Ball, I missed like half of it. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, I was going in now. Yeah. Nope. No, the last story, though, was that, you know, about the hairdressers. Did you hear that part?
Yes, they're being trained to look for melanoma.
Yeah. Yeah, they said an underserved group.
Yeah, I heard that.
But again, yeah, okay. I don't think we're underserved in that area. I don't think they're talking about any of us, but anywho. All right, now a mayor from a Florida town is arrested for using dead people's parking permits. So the mayor of Davenport, Florida, is now in a little hot water after being arrested on charges of using a deceased person's identification. Now, I'm not getting this, but she was arrested by the police department that she oversaw. So, in the words of Donald Trump, their attorney's sake, saying that since he's technically the head of the government, he can watch FBI investigations. It doesn't really go like that. The police can look at you even though you're their boss if you're breaking the law. Still can't break the law, Donald. Or, sorry, dotard can't break the law. All right. Now, in Los Angeles, you know, they're saying that Los Angeles causes the U.S. homeless population to rise for the first time since 2010, thanks to sky-high rent keeping people out on the streets. Now, the U.S. homeless population has increased this year for the first time, but they said West Coast cities like Los Angeles is making it, you know, hard for people to find affordable places to live. I didn't make that up. That was just a news story.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Now, I guess I won't do that commercial. I was going to say that I won't do that commercial right now. A man 39, this is when I was going to skip. Just bear with me. A man 39, Aaron Grazer from Willimantic, Connecticut, he pled guilty to fourth-degree sexual assault on a corpse and a violation of probation and was sentenced to a year in prison because he sexually assaulted his dead girlfriend because she hated having sex with him. So he thought it would wake her up. He didn't know she was dead is what he's saying. But he was arrested. Woman in Connecticut. I don't know. Just in the news. Now, a New Jersey strip club that served as a favorite spot for the hangout for fictional mobsters on that HBO show The Sopranos has been ordered shut down as authorities investigate possible real-life crimes. I'm sorry, crimes in a strip club? That is unheard of. Now, themes at the show's fictional Bada Bing Club they said were shot inside this strip club called Satin Dolls. And on Thursday, New Jersey Attorney General announced that Satin Dolls and other clubs owned by the same family must stop live entertainment this month and sell their liquor licenses by January 3rd. It's just a new story. I don't know why I did it. But, yeah, I don't know why that means anything to anybody, but I guess you can make somebody sell their liquor license. It's the moral of that story. All right, now, there's a story that says spanking your children can make them violent towards their parents later in life. I'm sorry, their partners, because that's not true. Make you violent towards your partners later in life is what scientists are claiming. So children who have been punished with physical violence are more likely to become aggressive with future romantic partners, according to a study from the University of Texas. Now, I don't know about Texas. I know in New York that ain't true. I haven't done a study, but I'm saying that I know a lot of people who've been spanked. You can make up any category you want.
Yep.
People spank steal. People who get spanked read well. Like, there's a bunch of stats I could probably you know, it's like I was able to focus after. I have a friend, and hopefully she's not listening to the show today, so we'll call her out, because she usually tunes in. But I remember the story that she told me. She said when she was younger, her and her sisters would laugh so much during bad time, her mother would come in and say, "I am not spanking y'all tonight." And she kept it up for about 15 to 20 minutes, and it became like a no-dose to them. Like, they had to get a spanking so they can go to sleep. Like, she's like, "Y'all won't sleep until I spank you." I don't understand. So anyway, if you're on the line, you
That's
can hit
funny.
One and I'll tell a story. But that was hilarious to me. She was like, we would not stop. Oh, by the way, and she's not abusive to her spouse, by the way. But anyway, that was in the light of the story. All right. Now, you know, a mother or the dog. No, this not related to the dog story. We'll make them it's not related to it. All right. So a mother, 32, dies of a broken heart just 10 weeks after her 10-year-old son and grandfather passed away within 24 hours of each other. So she complained of chest pains, and she, you know, she was grief stricken. And the woman name is Ashley Tomlin. She died this week, but it was just because she was deep. And I've, you know, there's been a lot of cases of this. And I actually have a friend that has a friend that told me a story about that. And actually, I know the woman who died. She used to work with me. And she was pretty young, and she passed away from having heart problems after her mother died. And she died. She was really young. She couldn't have been older than, I mean, if she was 30, I'd be surprised, but she was young. All right. A large study by what? What were you going to say?
Oh, no.
Did I miss
something? I was just
okay.
Wondering.
Okay, all right. I know. My heart hurt just for a second. So I'm like, okay. I had to take a deep breath. Now, a large study by Canadian researchers found that people consuming the most carbs died sooner than those who eat high levels of fats had a reduced mortality. And now the Swiss experts agree. So in Canada and in Switzerland, they're saying that if you eat a lot of fat, it can reduce your mortality rate. I don't know if I agree with that, and I guess there are two cold weather countries, so I guess when you're not eating nutritious, like you need fat storage or something, but apparently in the cold countries, you need to eat more fat, apparently is what they're saying. Now, in another story, I don't know I've seen the term snowflakes before, but I don't know if I know what that means. But in Britain, they said that labeling millennials snowflakes damaged their mental health. So They had a survey of 16 to 24-year-olds, and almost three-quarters of them from 16 to 24 believe that that moniker is unfair and that they're that it's a detriment, that it could negatively affect their mental health. And they surveyed 2,000 people. So young European millennials are saying that the term snowflake is damaging their mental health. Okay, and in other news,
okay.
Ebony said the N-word is damaging mental health of black people, but that's a whole other story. Snowflake? I don't know what that means, but I'm just saying. Sticks and stones didn't play out for those guys in Britain. All right. So, all right. I don't want to end on that one, but that was just kind of like it just kind of caught me. All right, Kathleen, what are we missing this week? I know I did talk about Colin Kaepernick early, and I know you didn't come on that early. Or I don't know if you were in when I did that stuff. I know you heard it, but you weren't. Your mic wasn't open.
Yeah.
During that time. Yeah. So, you know, the Colin Kaepernick getting awarded by.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was huge. I was happy about that. What I have is I didn't hear you talking about the CEO of Golden Crust.
No, I sure didn't. So the
right. And that definitely is worth mentioning on this show.
Yes. Now, Golden Crust. Do you wanna give us the story? Because
yeah,
Golden Crust, it's a restaurant and a bakery, right? The bakery.
Yes. It's a restaurant and bakery. So
okay.
Caribbean restaurant. It classifies usually as fast food, but that's because they cook the food for a long time in the back and then it's just ready. But Golden Crust Caribbean Bakery. Caribbean bakery.
Yeah. No Caribbean food is fast food,
chain,
by the way.
I believe. No. And this is a young man. I mean, 19. Are they saying he was one? It can't be. He was 57 years old, and he started the Golden Crust restaurants and bakery in the 80s or in the 70s or so in the United States. He migrated here from Jamaica and built up a franchise to the tune of over 100 franchises around the United States, in addition to frozen foods and restaurants, supermarkets. He even had a prison contract and in school. And he was found last weekend in his Bronx headquarters, or the bakery, I guess, the plant in the Bronx, New York, with a gunshot wound to the head. And it's mentioned in the articles, in all of the articles that I've read, that he committed suicide. And I just don't want to believe he committed suicide, but either way, it's been a terrible loss to the community, to his family, of course. He had children and wife and so forth. And, it just is really, really disheartening, just heartbreaking. So I just want to send prayers and love to the family of Mr. Hawthorne, and let them know that he will be sorely missed as, we recognize him for the incredible achievements that he made and also the amazing food that is prepared at Golden Crust Bakeries all over the country. So much love to Mr. Hawthorne in his transition and to his family.
Okay, and you know, and as you give that word, I had to let you finish before I said this, but I am pretty doggone suspicious about him committing suicide at his bakery. I mean, or at the plant, wherever he was, I'm really suspicious about that. And so Again,
I am too.
Very successful.
I am too.
He's the co-founder and CEO, and he was found in his place of business, and that doesn't even sound right. That doesn't sound right. So
it just doesn't.
Again, I don't know.
And it's you know, and this is this. No, I was just going to say, I don't know. This may be a very, I don't know if it's stereotypical or not, but it just does that. It just, you know, culturally, statistically, just everything about it just feels wrong. I just don't feel like this is what happened to him. I don't want to minimize it or drag it on or anything like that, but I really hope that there is an autopsy and that it is taken very seriously. I don't, you know, there's no conversation about who found him, how he was found, or maybe they said that some of the workers may have seen him there, but it just feels uncomfortable. And so I hope there's an investigation launched. But either way, you know, you just want to say in the aftermath of it, while everybody's in such pain, you just offer love and, you know, condolences and so forth. But I do hope that you look further into that.
Yeah, because I don't know. I have nothing else to add to it, but I know that it doesn't sound right at all to me. So I am a little bit more skeptical, if I can put it that way. Is that a good way? I guess that's a good way to say it. But, yeah, I wouldn't. Yeah, I don't think I could kind of buy into that at all. Because, again, you said, it's just not, not in a stereotypical way, but again, there are things that we don't really do that I can tell you that that's not going to play well. You know what I mean?
No.
Okay.
No.
Yeah. So that we're clear on the program today, what'd you say?
Yep. I went to visit Miss Swami last night of the Detox Noir. For those of you who are listening, don't know Miss Swami. She is a PhD in botany, and she is a guru, a student of Dr. Semi. And she is a nutritionist and has healed so many people in the New York community of diabetes, blood pressure, and so on and so forth with her amazing treatments. But anyway, her store happens to be located next to one of the first Golden Crust bakeries in this community. So I did go in there last night to express my condolences to the staff. You know, even though I know they're not directly, that store is owned by, I think, Jewish people anyway, but I did go in. The staff is Jamaican,
franchise?
And I did go in and express. It's a franchise.
Oh,
it's a
cool.
Franchise. Yeah,
I know. He has franchisees.
This is a huge thing.
Oh yeah, I realize how big that business
is. It's a huge thing
for
the Black community. It's a huge loss. I don't know that there are many, many others. And for the, you know, Jamaican community as well. This is just, it's really big. It's really, it's really heart-wrenching. But anyway, so I went in there. All of the employees in the Golden Crust restaurants tend to be Jamaican as well. So it's, you know, So anyway, I went in and I talked to them last night, and they are just as stunned as you might expect.
Anyway,
so if you happen to be near Golden Crust, stop in and just send some love.
Oh yeah. And you know, I you know, a friend of mine who owns a restaurant here who's Jamaican, I was looking up some stuff for him before, and I ran across Golden Crust years ago. And you know, I always think about that as franchise because it was huge. I mean, they package stuff in, I don't know if it was in Target. I mean, Target or Walmart. Like, they actually have stuff placed all over the place in major supermarkets. So, you know, Again, that's why it was so shocking to me, let alone
supermarkets.
Yeah. Like, and so, you know, and I always think of it.
Supermarkets, schools.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't know they supplied schools.
Sorry, go ahead.
What'd you say?
And prisons. You heard me say that earlier, I think. And but anyway. And
everybody.
School, I was like, they're serving beef patties up in the school.
Man, yeah, exactly. I don't know if you've ever had a beef patty, but I mean, that's no reason to go to prison. I am telling you, it's like you would think that is a delicacy. You're like, wait a minute, if I don't have to eat no prison food, but I eat beef patties on my sentence, I'm probably gonna be okay. That's what my thought is. You know, that's just a thought.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, but you know, yeah, I agree with you. To their family, you know, I send my condolences. And I'm actually sorry that I missed that story, because I could have done that. I didn't read too much specifically on the story because of, you know, the whole. It was a suicide thing. I just kind of thought it was so shaky that I didn't want to validate what the official word was, because I don't know if it's the official word. Yeah.
But that's it.
I'm glad you mentioned that. And, you know, I was going to say last week, you know, I'm trying to think of what story was out, because there's, now that I think about it, there was another story that we missed that we should have talked about, but I can't. It's not hit me right now. That kind of was community related that we probably should have talked about. But anyway, I don't have any more. But I know that there is. I got two more. Okay.
Yeah, I got two more, and then real quick, because I know you're like way over time. Just two. So I missed Chadwick Boseman as Thurgood Marshall. It was in and it was out. You know, I know it lasted for a couple weeks, but it was around the Thanksgiving weekend when I was trying to see it, and it was down to one theater in Manhattan at 3:00 in the afternoon. So of course I'm at work. So it's like, okay, Thanksgiving Day, Sean and I wanted to go see it, and it was like way South Jersey. And we were actually going to try, but it was like, okay, fighting the Thanksgiving parade, you know, 10:00 in the morning. I was like, okay, so we just do it. So I missed that. And Denzel Washington's movie should still be out. I'm going to try and see that this weekend. He's playing Israel something Esquire. So I don't know if anybody's seen it. I haven't heard anything about it. But, So, yeah.
I haven't seen it.
You know, bring that up. If you haven't seen it, go see it. Let's support our movies and so forth. Oh, and the Grammys. Did you talk about the Grammys and all the nominations of the Black Art? Okay, all right. So maybe next week.
No, I mean, if you want to talk about, you know, my system held up, so I couldn't hit the outro music. So you're like, let's go. I did see the Grammys and see the announcements of who. And I think they said that it was more people of color, more black folks than have been in eons with the Grammys nominated for Album of the Year. I think it was Jay-Z, maybe Kendrick Lamar. And I know there was some talk also about there not being any women nominated as well. But yeah, I don't have the list in front of me, but I'll have to check that out. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So on that note, I have nothing else, but on that note, I'll make sure I put that on put it up as a note for later to check out the Grammy nominations.
And the Atlanta mayoral election. We can do that next week. I wish Kai was around to let us know what was going on.
You know, and speaking of Kai, you know, tomorrow's Kai's birthday. Happy birthday, girl, just in case you're listening to this in the archives.
Happy birthday, Kai.
I will make sure she's here next show. It is Kai's birthday. So on that note, Kai, my
nice.
Bad that I didn't. Hey, you know what? what's the saying? Chalk it up to my head, not my heart, kind of stuff. I'll do that for you. I'll give you a little,
yes.
a little church lingo.
I got your back, though, Rome. I got your back. See that?
Thank you. Good looking.
Yes, I got your back, though. See that?
See? Good looking. And that should let Kai know that we're still always thinking about her. So, way to go, Kai. And
yes,
so
indeed.
We will, we'll bring that up. We'll talk about it next week. I will grab Kai, make sure she's on the show. If you tune in again next week, and remember,
please.
You can always check us out in the archives at espriradio.soulofsyracuse.com to check out some of our new stories in the archives. And we will be back 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time next Thursday, 909-265-9189, if you want to call and listen. All right, Kathleen, I will see you again next week.
All right.
Holla.
All right.
See you later. All right. All right. Yep.